listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, January 9th, 2019. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening. Glad to be here.
And Michael Kelly here with us as well.
Good evening, everyone. Always happy to be here.
Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this weekly program, we have several other educational programs, including a couple of metaphysics schools. Metaphysicsinstitute.org is our flagship school that offers bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in metaphysical science, spiritual counseling, life coaching, holistic healing, hypnosis, paranormal science, and a number of other areas. We also have Thomas Francis University at tfuniversity.org, which offers standalone metaphysical courses and degrees. And we have other educational programs as well, empoweredrecovery.com for helping friends and families of alcoholics and addicts, Paranexus.org, an association of anomalous researchers. And, of course, we have this weekly program, as I mentioned. I'd like to welcome all those joining us live tonight. Good to have you here. Also, welcome to those listening to the archive. We appreciate your time. I'd like to read our 9 abbreviated principles of belief, as is customary, to kind of set the pace. The first one is do no harm, do right. Number 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. Number 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. Number 4, we are all equal. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. And you can read the expanded form of these at on our website at metaphysicalhumanism.org. So, just in reading these principles of belief that I just went through, you know, I'm struck with, wouldn't it be great if the whole world followed these? Wouldn't it be great if Washington, D.C. followed these? That would be awesome. And then so many people wouldn't be hurting right now. In fact, if the world would just follow these 9 principles of belief, the world would be a far, far better place. And with that, I also want to, for whatever it's worth, I want to kind of do a shout out to those folks who have been adversely affected by the U.S. government shutdown for the last 2 or 3 weeks. I'm not getting a paycheck. I know it's hard. I know it's tough for many of them, nearly a million of them. And my heart goes out to you. Our thoughts, our good energy goes out to you, and the hopes that this will be rectified soon. Hang in there. You know, there's some tough times in life, but there's also some good times in life. So I just wanted to mention that, you know, our hearts and thoughts go out to all those affected adversely, and we hope that things will be resolved soon. So, with that in mind, and it might be kind of a tough follow-up to that one for some people, but the topic tonight is how can we make 2019 the best year we've ever had so far? I mean, that sounds like a tall order, and perhaps it might be, but I think it can happen, and I think it can happen in a variety of ways. So, to begin this discussion, do this for me. Just relax for a moment. Take a deep breath. Just settle. relax and just settle. Sometimes that helps so much to just do that. Take a deep breath and just settle. You know, release everything for just a moment. And then answer this question in your own mind. What would it take for, what, and you ask yourself this question now. What would it take to make 2019 my best year so far? What would it take for 2019 to be your best year so far? What's the first thing that popped into your mind? Now, I suppose for a lot of folks that it would be money. You know, I need more money, want more money. And that, and I understand that. Obviously, we need money to live. We need money to pay the bills. And with the current, oh, for lack of a better term, reality TV show that is going on in Washington, D.C. these days, it has a lot of folks up in the air, a lot of people concerned, a lot of people fearful, and a lot of people uncertain. And we talked about this a little bit last week. But, you know, the point is that it will pass, folks. So we don't want to get too overwhelmed with the affairs of men. It's going to pass. We talked about that last week. So money, if it's not where it should be right now, it'll pass. Things will come. Things will tweak. But money is not the only way to make a year great. It's not the only way to have the best year ever. There's also spiritual values. There's goals and objectives that you have that you want to fulfill. Maybe you haven't fulfilled yet. And so that's what we want to do is, it's the beginning of 2019, and we can do this each year. What do I want to happen this year? How can I make this year the best one so far? You know, last year is gone. I mean, it was a chapter that's gone. Maybe we've lost things from, last year. Maybe we lost loved ones. Maybe we lost a job. Maybe we lost pets. I think that's happened to all of us, you know, in one way or another. Those are chapters that have closed, and that doesn't mean that we forget about those loved ones and lost pets and so forth. It just means that chapter's closed and another one is opening. So how can we make this chapter the best one so far? One of the ways to do that is to make sure that you have clearly identified your goals and objectives and ask yourself, have you reached those? Where should you be along the timeline with those goals and objectives? So we always want to be true to ourselves regarding our hopes and dreams. A lot of times we have these hopes and dreams. I'm sure we all have, even from childhood. We grow up, we get into our teens, early 20s, we have all that vigor and youthfulness and strength, and we want to go set the world on fire. You know, as inexperienced as we may be, we still have that drive and so forth. And then somewhere along the way, we often will lose that. It just dissipates, and we get caught up with life and the uncertainties and the fears and the stresses and all that stuff. And somehow we lose touch with what we really wanted to accomplish with our lives. And so it's never too late, you know, to rethink that. So if you haven't gotten to where you want to be or even on your way, or if you've lost sight of where you want to be, get back on that track. Get back on that path. And always be true to yourself regarding your hopes and dreams. They were yours. And at one point you owned them, and maybe you still do. But if not, you want to re-own them. You want to take them back. Another thing that will help is to live with passion and drive. Passion and drive. And it's we don't want to waste our lives, right? You know, we don't want to just waste our lives. We don't want to do things that just don't matter. We want to be useful. We want to make our lives count. We want to do something useful with them. And most people listening to this program have that very goal. They want to help other people. They want to make the world a better place. Those are all noble callings. And so we want to live with passion and drive. And if we've lost that a little bit due to stresses, due to adversities, due to losses, We want to reinvent ourselves or reclaim that passion and that drive and get back on that path. You know, brush ourselves off, get back up and start again and keep making progress. Don't put off your goals and your dreams until someday, because we all know someday rarely ever comes. If you don't do it now, it's probably not going to happen. And you don't want to get to the end of the days, your days, and you're on your deathbed having a bad case of the woulda, coulda, shouldas, the if-onlys, and the might-have-beens. You know, a lot of the problems that we have these days, if we look back on them from a future date when we're older and wiser, we'll look back and say, you know what, yeah, it was tough at times, but honestly, it just wasn't that important. We got through them. They passed. It was tough at times, but still, it wasn't an overwhelming, you know, Armageddon crisis like I thought it was at the time. And I that's certainly how I felt at times. I looked back and I thought, wow, you know, I really thought that was the worst thing ever. Turned out to open up new doors and new directions. So really, it turned out to be the best thing ever, but it was hard to deal with at the time. So we don't want to put those goals and objectives off until someday. We want to take action now. And, you know, it can take little steps, baby steps as they call them, something that moves you closer to your goals and objectives. So every day you can say, what can I do today that will take me closer to fulfilling my goals and objectives? Now, if you're a student at our schools and you've been away from your studies, there's an easy one. You know, study a segment in your course or a page or do something that will move you closer to graduating and getting through your studies so that you can continue on with fulfilling your goals and objectives. That's not a hard one. In fact, our courses are designed to be easy to complete one course per month very, very easily. And so if you just make that your goal, then that means you're doing something toward realizing your goals and your dreams and your objectives. And that's, of course, if you're a student at our schools, that's one easy way to do it. Complete a course per month, and then in no time, you'll be done, and you'll be moving on to the next phase of your goals and objectives. Those are all things you can do to make this year the best year so far. So remember, don't get too stressed out with what's going on in the world. Remember that knowledge cancels fear. When we learn more, we gain more knowledge, we fear less. As I've said 100 times, Plato said, you know, nothing in the affairs of men is worth worrying about. And that's really pretty true. Dr. Hunter, any comments or thoughts you'd like to share?
Well, perhaps only that I think the drawback for most people is when you try to control how it's going to happen. Because yeah. you put it out there and you can't always know exactly how things will unfold, because life does have its mysteries, you know? So the goals, dreams, objectives, what you know you can do and you have control of, you put your energy into that. But how it unfolds, it's more, I think, an observation. So some objectivity and, you know, stay as true to your own frequency of energy as possible. And allow some leeway here and there for how things unfold. You know, an interesting thing, it just comes to mind, for instance, I was talking to somebody earlier who's on their way to Sedona for a visit coming up. Of course, I was happy to share Adventures of Sedona. I love that place. But it was 10 years ago, my second daughter, she had been told about this place, Sedona, and thought, well, she was gonna just take a little vacation. So she met my eldest daughter in Phoenix for a couple of days, and my second daughter, she rents a car, and of course she's never really done that before, you know, just get in a car and drive into Neverland. But she's gonna really suck it up, challenge herself, step outside the box. She just had this feeling to go. Well, she took a pink Jeep tour, which are great fun, by the way, and that's where she met her husband to be. And who knew? I mean, on a pink Jeep tour, met some people, struck up a conversation. They had coffee. They exchanged phone numbers. She went on her way. She was living in Montreal at the time. Went back to Montreal. They talked every day. He moved up, you know, close to the U.S. border, got to visit now and again, and a year later they were married. So how crazy is that? When you, it's like one of those stories you can't know how it's going to happen. So you got to sometimes just follow your gut, follow your intuition, follow your, you know, that little something where that makes it a particularly extraordinary year, you know, something different from years previous. And I think that's really about how you make the next year, you know, different. You know, the best year yet so far, I think every year is best in some manner of speaking. It just becomes different where you accumulate different types of experiences. Now, yeah. I'm not negating hardship by any stretch. I'm just saying that you can't always be in control of how life's going to unfold. Do your best.
Well, yeah, roll with the punches, so to speak, or let things roll over you and off you and not retain them. Those are all great suggestions. And you're right, you know, as I mentioned too, that the year can be great in a variety of ways. And as you age, you know, your values change a little bit. I mean, you mature, you grow, you evolve. And so certain things that were important to you as a younger person perhaps are no longer that important to you as an older person, and vice versa. Things that were unimportant as a young person, now they're more important as an older person. It's whatever it is for you. So don't give up, though. Don't just feel stuck. Don't feel enslaved. Don't feel imprisoned, because, you know, we all have that choice. We're walking our path. We can make new choices. We can assess the risk and take calculated risks and break out of our shell if we need to, try something different. But we need to live. Remember, drive and passion. Live with passion. Live with drive. And go out and make things happen. Make it happen. Because if you don't make it happen, it's not going to happen. So go out and enjoy the heck out of life and make life happen. Go out and happen to life. Don't let it happen to you, as the saying goes. Michael, do you have any comments you'd like to share?
You know, I'd really just piggyback on the notion that when things do seem the darkest, when things seem like they're going bad, or a bad turn of events has come, it absolutely has, personally in my life, been the door that opened to an entirely new phase of, you know, happy, joyous experiences and friendships, relationships I wouldn't have otherwise had. And just in a universe of infinite possibility, you know, anything really can happen, and we have a very finite scope of that existence, of that true awareness and or everything that's going on around us. So a lot of times it looks very dark, or things look like they're bad, like it does you know, here right now. There's a lot of chaos in the United States in terms of, you know, the shutdown and things such as that, so it adds to this chaotic feeling. But we have to remember those things are temporary. The world is very much a bigger place than just that. And things that seem dark, ominous, or problems initially can lead to much better things down the road.
Yeah, it's all part of the enlightenment process. So, good points. All right. If you would like a card pulled, please put your name in the chat room box, and then we'll get to those in just a moment. So, so just to kind of sum up everything up, you know, this is the year to go out and happen to life, to make it the best year so far in as many ways as you can. And if you're trying to figure out which way to make it the best, then pick one and make it the best year in that area, whether it's job, studies, spiritual evolution, enlightenment, starting a practice or a coaching, counseling practice or hypnosis or anything to help people, energy healing, to help people. You know, whatever that is for you, make 2019 count. don't waste it, you know, inadvertently by just not acting. But go out and happen to life. Act on it. Seize it. You know, the old saying, seize the day. And do that every day, and do something each day that takes you just a little closer to realizing your goals and objectives. So,
you know, Dr. Fran has pulled a card for the room tonight, and it's number 44, attitude, disposition. And it's really
good.
In keeping with what you're talking about. So I'm going to read it quickly.
Okay.
And then Michael would get ready to select a card for Fran. That would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Enthusiasm and or an agreeable disposition along with good manners assures individual happiness that inevitably influences others. Drawing this card may indicate a time to review a change in attitude regarding someone or something in your life. This can be positive or negative. Be proactive. Ask yourself, how hard can it be? A can-do attitude makes it happen. So thanks,
you know,
Fran.
I was going to, a few minutes ago, I was going to say, I wonder what the cards will say tonight, you know, the ones that we pick. And I almost said that, you know, how hard can it be, you know, go out and make it happen. I almost said that, but I thought, I'm going to see what the cards have to say tonight. That was interesting. So, Fran, you got a card pulled for Fran then, Michael?
I do. I have actually number 21 pulled, Insight and Wisdom. Wisdom is the successful application of knowledge using experience and understanding. Insight is discernment in seeing the underlying truth. This may be a time to look deep into your inner character and underlying truth to understand motives and reasons. Insight, wisdom, and acceptance of the true nature of a present situation or individual is necessary to gain a deeper understanding as well as to discover potential solutions.
Good point.
Good one. I picked one for Dr. Edward, and it is number 12, Spirit, Cosmos, Divine Energy. Drawing this card indicates the evolving relationship you have with your own inner spirit or higher self within the context of the greater universe. Oh, I love that. You are growing your relationship with the cosmic consciousness. Continue to observe and appreciate the interconnectedness of all life forms within the fabric of life and the important role that you and they play. Good little message for you, Dr. Edward. I like it. So we have Colleen next, I believe. Dr. Colleen, I've been writing names frantically, so I hope if I miss anybody, you just have to stop me. So,
yeah, I think you're right, too. I've been jotting some names down, and for Dr. Colleen, I pulled number 35.
Good.
It's a perfect card. One planet, one race, one ancestry, and one destiny. Divine energy lives in all things. Diversity in nature and among humanity is not an evolutionary mistake. It is an evolutionary constant. This card advocates equality, peace, unity, healthy life skills, higher consciousness, and spiritual enlightenment. It is critical for our spiritual evolution that we display tolerance and equality towards others as well as ourselves. Remember, you are a divine energy.
Yep, that fits in as well, too.
Good message. Mm-hmm. So, Wendy, I have number 23 for you, meaning, purpose. The meaning of life is built upon values and beliefs and remains constant. The purpose of life is the action plan for the meaning of life. The purpose can change. A sense of purpose always evolves. The question is not what's the purpose of life, rather, what's the purpose of my life? True fulfillment comes when embracing your heart's desire with both meaning and a renewed sense of purpose to fulfill that meaning. This card can also relate to the meaning or purpose of a specific situation or the lack thereof. So, meaning,
that
purpose.
Not been little perfect for the topic.
All right, we have William next. Michael, I believe.
I believe you're right. And for William, I pulled wild card number 4.
I love the wild cards.
Number 4, unknowable. Yeah, the wild cards are really always very interesting. There are mysteries in the universe. Not all can be known or predicted. A focus of deliberate intent can reveal valuable unforeseen knowledge for what lay ahead. Remember, we only see what we know and believe. The universe is unfolding in ways that are unknowable to your existing ways of thinking. Change your mind and you change your world. Change your mind and what was once unknowable may now be knowable. Listen to the subtle leadings and incitations of your higher self. What was once unknowable is now knowable. Remain flexible and open to change.
Yep. Good message. Yep. Dr. Shirley, I picked gratitude for you, number 36. And we all need a little reminder of this from time to time. So, yeah. Gratitude is the joy one feels in the heart when the mind awakens to the gifts of life, no matter how seemingly small or insignificant. The truest essence of love lives within the feeling of gratitude, desiring connection with all life while giving freely without want for return. Gratitude is benevolence that wants to give forward. Take a compliment with graciousness and good manners when gratitude is extended. So it's always both ways, right? Always both ways to keep that gratitude energy feeling going. So,
and I'd like to just take a second and express gratitude for those of you joining us and participating in this program. You know, I always try to tell everybody that too, but it means a lot to us that you take the time to be here to listen to this, whether you're listening live or in the archives. It doesn't matter. I appreciate that, you know, and it's nice to have that support. And if you're a student, I appreciate you being a student at our school and going through the program and improving your own life and contributing toward everybody's improvement. I mean, we have One Planet Community. People contribute on that. And so you're in the process of helping others too. So I just wanted to throw that out there. I appreciate it.
Michael, if you would pick one for Sherry, and then we'll do right after for her daughter, Kim, who's with her visiting and listening in on the show tonight. So welcome, Kim, as well. So go ahead. If you have one for Sherry, it'd be great.
Absolutely. And I actually pulled number 39, education.
I like it.
You know, I don't know that we pulled that one in a little while. Continual education is the key to individual and collective consciousness and personal success. Commit yourself to lifelong learning, educating yourself continually. If you don't know something, first look for the answers yourself and then ask if necessary. Gain education and advice through various sources, including people, but always strive to find your own answers. Look for lessons in life experience, situations, and circumstances. Make it your adage to listen, think, learn, grow, and live.
Great message. Well, now for Kim, Sherry's daughter, and again, welcome, Kim. I picked number 11, awareness. Every human being has a responsibility to increase their awareness for fulfillment and a peaceful coexistence. People generally do the best they can according to their current level of awareness, knowledge, experience, and resources. This card may indicate an increased awareness in some area is needed. Continue to increase your awareness of self and others through observation, acquired knowledge, and a positive attitude. And Kim, I got to tell you, we're always doing that. And it's thinking outside very often what we are regularly seeing. You know, it's like, hey, it's been there for a long time, but how come I never saw it that way? So new way to see things and increased awareness. So good message. I like it. Now, we have Tabby up next. And for the group, we want to say congratulations to Tabby, who's expecting a child in March and has moved with her husband to South Korea. You know, thanks for joining us tonight, Tabby. It's great to have you. We haven't seen you in a while. No wonder you've been busy. So this next card that Michael's going to draw is a message for you.
And Tabby, congratulations as well. And I've pulled number 45 for you. Inspiration and motivation. Inspiration and motivation come from hope. Motivation means finding a meaningful reason to do something. Look within for inspiration leading to motivation by reflecting on your goals and the life you want to live. Drive and accomplishment may be missing from your life, or your life may revolve too heavily around it. Remain balanced, inspired, and motivated with the vigor of positive energy.
Yeah, every one of these cards applies to our topic. You know, find a meaningful reason to do something. That's pretty much what I was talking about for the first half of this program. You know, this year, to make this year a great one, find a meaningful reason to do something and then go out and do it.
Well, if I can just add, I think we have to be interested. And really, it's what interests you, even if it's not your passion. Maybe it's just intellectually what interests you. And through that, maybe you find some passion. Maybe you find some awareness. So no matter what you're motivated by, you know, it really has to tweak your interest and then hold your interest. And if I can just say to everybody, for instance, I know Sherry says, education. She said, perfect card to encourage me to get back into my IMHS study. Yeah, that's a good one. Love to have you back anytime, Sherry, by the way. But that's just it. It has to interest you. So we hope this program interests you. Other ways to interest you to take another step or stretch your limitations a little bit, or what you thought were limitations, because they're really not. You know, so Dr. Colleen says she's been on a healing journey and she's missed us all so much. We're glad to see you back, Dr. Colleen. She also says, I feel so at home here. Thanks for being here. 2019 is going to be epic. I love you guys. Well, we want to say we love you too. So, you know, just on that note, it's how do you make it a good year? How do you make it that something else? Well, you know, if you can't find your passion, find your interest, and then follow through.
Good. Mm-hmm. Very good advice.
I'd just like to add to that, we're going to make 2019 a great year also by being together and supporting one another and continuing to work with one another towards our common goals of really awareness and enlightenment. And I'm looking forward to spending my 2019 with definitely everybody here tonight and everybody in this metaphysical humanist church. You know, this is important stuff. And I'm looking forward to being here with all of you. So
good.
You know, before we move on from the cards, if we have time, I'd like to, Dr. Hunter, ask if you could pull a card for me, because I feel a little bit at a crossroads, and I'm curious what you're going to pull.
I'm happy to. It says truth. I'm going to find it. Number 24. There are many ways to discover cosmic truth. It begins with knowing who you are and why you are who you are. This is your truth. Discovering cosmic truth involves further discovering the truths that are often concealed within a relationship or a life situation. Yet, the only truths kept secret are those we will not see. This is a time of deep introspection to intuitively gauge the way ahead. This card may indicate that there's truth in something or a direction. It seems to me you have to follow your intuition, Michael.
Always good advice. It's tricky sometimes.
I know it is. It's like, is that just my habit thinking, or is that, you know, really my intuition? That's the self-observation, right? That's just follow your truth, whatever you feel that is.
Oh, well, thank
That's
you very
good card.
Much.
All right, so we have Dr. Frank, I think, is the last one.
Hey, Michael, do you want to draw one for Dr. Frank? Glad to see you here, Frank. It's awesome.
All right. And for Dr. Frank, I have pulled number 4, past, present, and future.
Yeah, good one.
The 3 universal laws of personal responsibility are: you are accountable for your past, present, and future. 2, don't expect others to do for you what you can and should do for yourself. And number 3, don't do for others what they can and should do for themselves. Remember, Present circumstances reflect past choices. Embrace responsibility and move forward with renewed vigor.
Yep, good. Good points. So, you know, it's just been interesting. I'm telling you, every single one of these cards relates to our theme about making this year the best year so far in some way. And so hopefully it's been upbuilding to you, uplifting, encouraging. You know, look, folks, we're all trying to get through life successfully, all of us. We're all the same, yet we're so different, right? But we're all the same. We're all the same thing, only different. We all are humans, and we have our likes and our dislikes. We have the things that encourage us and stress us. We have the things that build us up and tear us down. We have our victories and our defeats and on and on and on. And we want to focus on the good stuff, the positive stuff. You know, we're going to make mistakes. We're going to have adversity here and there. But we want to focus on making good decisions and the wisest decisions that we're capable of making at the moment. You know, that's all we can hope to do, is to make the best decisions based on our own knowledge, experience, and level of awareness that we have at this very moment. We can't make today's decisions with tomorrow's wisdoms. So that's how we learn and how we grow and how we're able to do the best we can and to make this year a great year in some way, if not all the ways. So don't be too hard on yourself. Don't stress too much over what's going on in human affairs, because it'll pass. It always does. And just focus on making your life good, your life happy, your life joyful. And then that will spread to those within your sphere of influence, and you'll be a role model for them too. So hopefully you found some encouragement in tonight's program and the information. Again, we appreciate everybody's kind attention, your attendance, your participation, whether you're listening live or listening to the archives. And if you know somebody who could benefit from this program, and frankly, there are 7 billion other people on this planet who could, let them know about the program. Let them know about ICMH Church. You know, we're different. We have a very spiritually healthy set of beliefs that are welcoming, they're tolerant, they're just good for the soul. So let them know about it, and we'd love to have them listen in on the program or even get active in it, perhaps even taking some of our courses and classes and learning those things most of us never learned growing up. So anyway, we appreciate everybody. We really do, and we sincerely hope that 2019 will be the best year for you so far. And then we can look forward to another better year after that, huh? All right, folks, thanks again. Thanks to Dr. Hunter, as always. Thanks to Michael. Until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.